It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Ah, yes, the champs are in the building! Just in time for your fantasy football semifinals. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, joined, as always, by Anthony Grace and our fantastic producer, Kevin Collins, here to help everyone advance to the Fantasy Football Championships. We're doing that in a lot of ways. We got our rankings. We got our start and sit report. We got our injury report. And, of course, we are taking your phone calls, 855-728-7500, email web radio at patriots.com. Anthony and Kevin, gentlemen, you guys as fired up as me?
I think everybody's fired up. This is your chance to get yourself to that last step to achieve glory in your league.
Would you rather not make the playoffs at all or lose in the championship?
I guess it all depends. I mean, the way our league's set up, you get paid out for finishing second place, so I guess making some cash back's not bad, but
Besides, I mean, second place all year.
I know you don't have bragging rights, but I'd rather say, look, I had a chance to win than be sitting on the outside looking in. At least I know my team was good enough to get there and at least get me close. I'd rather have the chance to win than be sitting on the outside looking in.
Week 15 kicks off in just a few hours as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com Radio, FF Champs, presented by DraftKings. There's a lot of action on DraftKings this weekend, Ant. They brought back the Millionaire Maker Contest,
it's back.
Which is a fan favorite because you can win $1 million playing fantasy football. What is better than that?
Yeah, I like to see what they do with that next year. I wonder if that's going to be, you know, almost, it started off, what they say, it was like, you know, once, going to be like two or three times this year, and then they did it for, they had a nice
almost
run
every
of,
week.
Almost every week. They had a nice run of like 7 or 8 weeks in a row almost right there, I think. So that'll be interesting to see what they do with that next year. I wouldn't be surprised if it's something they bring back and do virtually every single week again. It's a fan favorite. They get a lot of people signed up, and, you know, people love the chance to have a chance to, you know, win a big cash prize and take care of themselves and do what they want with that money. So people are going to play it no matter what. Win, lose, or draw. If you do it every single week, even if you don't win, you know you're coming back again to try again because you never know. Someone's going to win. Could be you.
You can get in on the Millionaire Maker Contest. $3 million in cash prizes. $1 million going out to the winner. The top 15,000 people get paid. You can get in on the action for free. And you can also get a free subscription to FF Champs all at the same time. All you have to do is go to ffchamps.com/million. Now, what that's going to do is you make an account on DraftKings, you deposit some money, you'll get a free entry, you'll still have the money in your account, and then you'll also get a free membership to FF Champs. It's by far the best offer we do. We've been saying it for weeks now. I'm surprised more people haven't taken advantage. Maybe they've been waiting for the Millionaire Maker Contest to get back. Because now that it is back, I expect a lot of people to do this one. So, again, it's ffchamps.com/million. You can win real money playing daily fantasy football thanks to our proud sponsors, DraftKings. So, Week 15, it does kick off tonight. We got a primetime game, NFC West battle with the Arizona Cardinals and the St. Louis Rams. I'm not sure any defense special teams has been hotter than St. Louis the last 2 weeks.
No defense or special teams has been hotter. I don't think it's even a question right now. I mean, these guys have just been absolutely on fire. Two straight shutouts. I mean, nowadays in the NFL, it's hard enough to come by one shutout if you're a defense, let alone put up two in a row. So unbelievable what the Rams defense is doing currently.
So this is a nice little way to kick off the weekend, because if it wasn't for the Rams defense, I think a lot of people would be excited about playing Andre Ellington tonight, but now that he's on injured reserve, I think it almost actually makes a little bit people more at ease. It helps a little help some people out instead. You know, understand what I'm saying here? Instead of having to worry about Ellington going up against the Rams defense, it takes the problem out of the equation because he's not even active.
Yeah, not really a decision at this point. Like you said, if you have Ellington and you're going to be playing him this week, you'd be looking at this matchup with, you know, a little bit of dread in your eyes saying, uh-oh, tough defense going up against this guy. But you don't got Ellington. Now you got somebody else. You're not going to be starting, you know, anyone in the Cardinals' backfield more than likely. So at least you got wait the game out. You don't have anything to be biting your nails about this week, this Thursday night, and you can relax till Sunday, hopefully.
pretty much all the games this weekend are divisional games, correct?
A lot of divisional games.
For the most part.
Yeah. We got almost every single game is a divisional game this weekend, yeah.
The Sunday night game is the Cowboys and the Eagles for supremacy in the NFC East. Monday night action, Saints and the Bears. So the Sunday night and Monday night certainly big-time impact for all fantasy football purposes.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. A lot of offensive purposes being served on Sunday and Monday night. More so, I feel like you'll see a little more defense out of the game tonight in that NFC West matchup.
Those are the primetime games set for Week 15. We'll get into our primetime pick'em a little bit later in the show. Our producer Kevin Collins is in the lead right now. Anthony and I are both tied. We do have over 20 wins, though, don't we, Ant?
Everybody's got over 20. I think Kevin's 24 and we're 22 apiece, or 26 and 24. It's we're all looking over 500, which is good.
Good, good. I like to hear that. Of course, we are taking your start and sit questions throughout the show. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. You email us webradio@patriots.com. Anyone out there not listening live, maybe you got us on the Patriot mobile app or on patriots.com or on iTunes. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Anthony is at the PPR Monster. You follow the official FF Champs account. It's at FF Champs, and I'm at Bill Enright. We'll get into Anthony's start and sit list in just a little bit. Great article he does every week. We'll also go over our stud list, because I think that's important this time of year to remind everyone the players that should be in your lineups regardless of the matchup. But first, I do want to jump into the injury report and go over some of the latest news in the NFL. We'll start off at quarterback Cam Newton. By now, I think we said it on Tuesday's show, he was involved in a car accident, and the Dr. Nick called in. He said, somewhat of a serious injury. He probably got to miss at least one game. He was right. And Derek Anderson's going to start for the Panthers.
Yeah, kind of knew that was coming on Tuesday through a little bit of a warning. I don't think this does too much to this game. Derek Anderson, again, he has experience. He played week one against the Buccaneers for the Carolina Panthers, got a win down in Tampa Bay, so now they're at home. Probably going to be, you know, just fine to play your Kelvin Benjamin, your Greg Olsen, guys like that. Derek Anderson, veteran quarterback, no problem.
Washington Redskins have yet to name their starting quarterback, but it does look like Colt McCoy is going to remain their guy for now. RG3 just not getting it done, and McCoy, even with that neck injury, he was taking first-team reps in practice for the Redskins.
Yeah, if they're not putting RG3 in now, I really think that relationship is probably going to be over after the season. The Redskins have nothing to really play for. They're not going to get to the playoffs, so why not keep RG3 in if you want to think about keeping him further into the future, but might not be playing him. I'm not sure what to make of the situation, but you're not starting a Redskins quarterback in your league if you're in the semifinals right now anyway.
And finally, the Titans put Zach Mettenberger on injured reserve. Jake Locker, my least favorite quarterback in the NFL, is going to start for the Tennessee Titans this weekend against the Jets. The matchup's good, but Locker's just terrible. Hopefully no one out there is banking on Jake Locker just because he has a good matchup against the Jets. Over to the running back spot. There's a lot of them this week. Very unfortunate, but that is the nature of the game in 15 weeks of physical football. Aaron Foster, C.J. Anderson, Marshawn Lynch, Reggie Bush, Rashad Jennings of the Giants, all questionable, but we fully expect them to play. Now, some guys that are questionable, and we don't know if they're going to play. You start with Jamaal Charles, banged up with a knee and hip injuries. He's not practicing this week. And, Anthony, we reminded everyone a couple weeks ago, it is crucial you get your handcuffs, especially for your studs, because right now, Niall Davis would be an excellent play against the Raiders if Charles can't go.
Yeah, Jamaal Charles missing practice, not looking. We don't know what's going on, but Andy Reid didn't seem too optimistic as of yesterday about Jamaal Charles' status. But, yeah, Niall Davis, we've been saying it for the last couple weeks now, probably the most crucial, critical handcuff to have for any of your running backs out there, because we've seen what he can do when he gets a full workload for those couple games Jamaal Charles missed earlier this year. So if you're a Charles owner and you don't have Niall Davis, I hope you have another solid backup plan in your pocket or on your bench for this week.
Another stud at running back, Eddie Lacy, has been a top three performer, top five performer, pretty much since the first week of October. He always gets off to a slow start. He did last year as well. But he's been on fire lately, had two touchdowns last week against the Falcons. He's banged up right now, and it does not seem very confident in his own status for Week 15. And James Starks, his handcuff, his teammate, looked terrific last week against the Falcons. So once again, the handcuff rule comes into place here with the Green Bay Packers. Hopefully you have James Starks ready to roll if you were banking on Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, another – this might be the second biggest handcuff we talked about the other week. So the top two handcuffs are guys you needed to have on your team, and the guys are backing up. Both might not be playing this week, which is going to be a huge blow to fantasy owners. So got to stay tuned. Like you said, Bill, we're on Twitter all the time. Follow us because we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with Eddie Lacy and Jamaal Charles. Huge names have a huge impact on your fantasy football playoffs.
The next running back isn't necessarily a stud, but he was serviceable in PPR leagues for a few weeks. Jacksonville Jaguars running back Denard Robinson. Shoelace! Jags put him on the injured reserve list, ending his season. Your boy, Anthony, Toby Gerhart, back in action.
Toby. Yeah, he's my Jake Locker, so I have no confidence in Toby Gerhart in the playoffs. Didn't do anything during the regular season. I don't expect him to start today or this weekend.
He is going to start.
I mean, like, I don't expect him to start doing anything decent for anybody out there this weekend. I mean, yeah, he's starting in the game, but nobody cares.
No, you're right. No one does care. Ryan Matthews has an ankle injury, missing practice, and Brandon Oliver would start if Matthews can't play. D'Angelo Williams for the Panthers is expected to miss another game. And maybe some silver lining in all this running back injury news, because a lot of our people, a lot of our listeners, a lot of our members have the Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill running back tandem combo 1-2 punch. Offensive coordinator Hugh Jackson of the Cincinnati Bengals came out this week, said he wants to give one back the bulk of the carries, and now the Bengals say that Jeremy Hill is going to be that running back. So, Anthony, if you have Jeremy Hill, you're probably starting him with confidence as a running back too now since they made this announcement, right?
I think you have to. I think that I threw Jeremy Hill. We'll go over this a little bit later in the show on my stardom list.
Yeah.
I like what I saw out of him. Even with Gio back, he's got a lot of things Hill does going in his direction in a positive way. So I'm not shocked to see this at all. I wouldn't be shocked to see Hill be the starter the rest of the year. And, you know, coming into next year, if Jeremy Hill is the number one and Gio's a change of pace back like he was last year with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis in his rookie season, I wouldn't be shocked to see that going forward. Hill looks great, great looking, probably the best looking rookie running back this year.
I have an interesting keeper question, but I'll save that until probably we're in the NFL playoffs involving Jeremy Hill. Back to this week, though, what do you think this does for Giovanni Bernard? Like, do you start him as a flex play if you're in a PPR league?
I guess he's usable. I'm a little bit scared if I own Gio Bernard and don't have Jeremy Hill and I still feel like I need to start him. I don't know what I'm getting out of him. He missed that first game against the Browns, so we're not really sure what we're going to get out of him against this team.
Right.
So, I'm more inclined to start him in a PPR league, obviously, because he is the guy catching balls out of the backfield for the Bengals. But I'm not starting him with a whole lot of confidence, no matter what kind of league I'm playing in this week.
Let's move over to wide receivers. Calvin Johnson of the Lions, Roddy White on the Falcons, Brandon LaFell, Julian Edelman, we all know where he's from, or they're from. They are all questionable. Fully expect them to play. Now, someone that we do have a little bit of a concern about is Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons. He had a monster game last week against the Packers, over 200 yards and a touchdown, but he couldn't finish the game because of a hip problem. Now, it looks like he's going to be a game-time decision for the Falcons this weekend. I believe they're playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
And if you have Julio, there's no way you can bench him if he's active, right?
If he's playing, he's in your lineup. Hands down, no questions asked. It doesn't matter. We say this every week. You start your studs, especially now. It's not a time to panic. You got to keep your studs in there because you'd rather go down with them in there than take a chance and say, all right, he's playing, but he's not 100%. Let me get cute and put, you know, someone else in over him, and then Julio goes off for another 30 points on your bench. You can't do something like that.
Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans was knocked out last week with a concussion, and I don't think he's going to play this weekend. Bill O'Brien, the Texans head coach, is calling him a game-time decision. Now, if you've been following the Arian Foster news this year, anytime O'Brien considered Foster a game-time decision, he never played.
Yeah.
So take it for what it's worth. He's saying that about Andre Johnson now. Doesn't look good if you have the veteran Texans receiver.
Yeah, I seeing him get hit last week and just what was going on this week, I really don't think either personally that he gets into this game against the Colts on Sunday.
All right, DeSean Jackson was back at practice on a limited basis for the Washington Redskins. Historically, Jackson has been a Giants killer. For whatever reason, Jackson always had monster games when he's playing against the Giants when he was with Philadelphia. This earlier in the season, he was relatively quiet when they played, but I think he was injured for that game earlier in the season. But if Jackson plays, he could be a sneaky guy to get into your lineups. He might crack the top 36 on our rankings. And then another wide receiver, Torrey Smith, is missing practice because of a knee injury. If you watched him in action last week, he was not even close to being healthy. He was mostly used as a decoy. And I actually got some Kamar Aiken questions. I'm going to have to throw him into my rankings because I don't think Torrey Smith's going to be playing.
Yeah, no Torrey Smith. Kamar Aiken gets, I guess, a little bit of value, potentially maybe a flex if you're in a rough position. But yeah, he seemed to get a lot of targets out of Joe Flacco last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, no Torrey Smith means he's going to see some looks again. So not a horrible play if you're in desperate need of maybe wide receiver three or a flex play.
If Torrey Smith doesn't go.
If Torrey Smith, exactly. If Torrey Smith plays, then it's going to be hard to play Kamar Aiken over a lot of other guys out there.
And finally, let's go to the tight end position. Julius Thomas, he was active last week, but still never saw the field, which was very, very frustrating if you were one of those guys that rolled with Thomas, because once you saw he was active, you figured he was going to play. John Fox playing some mind games with, I guess, his opponent. I don't know why they would call him active if they didn't plan on playing him. But the point is that Julius Thomas, back in practice, was active last week, should be much healthier to play this weekend against the Chargers.
Yeah, he's a stud. You got to play him when they say he's active. The fact that he didn't get into the game last week is, I guess, concerning, obviously, especially if you're an owner of him. But I don't know why they did that. We can't really give a straight answer about why they did that, but Julius Thomas is playing. He's got to be in your lineup.
Dynasty League question for me, tight end. Martellus Bennett on Monday night or Julius Thomas? Half-point PPR.
Yeah, seeing what Martellus Bennett did last week, 12 catches, I think he had 18 targets, no Brandon Marshall, I would be okay playing Martellus Bennett over Julius Thomas. You know he's definitely playing, you know he's definitely getting looks. What Julius Thomas did last week, not great. And again, that's another very good tight end for this year, you know, with what the tight end situation is. It's not like you're trying to play Clay Harbor over Julius Thomas. You got another top five option at the tight end position. So I'm definitely okay with playing Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, I figured that without Marshall, I love that Monday night juice. I mean, I have Jordan Cameron too, but I think I'm going to roll with Marty B.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely over Jordan Cameron. No question about that.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. Joe in New York has been patiently waiting. Hey, Joe.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, brother.
I'm in my finals of a league 1-point PPR. I need one of two receivers, either Keenan Allen or Jordan Matthews.
Well, I do like both these guys this week, but I know Keenan Allen is a little bit more closer to our stud category, yet not that either one of them are, but Keenan Allen's closer to that than Jordan Matthews is at this point. So I would go with Keenan Allen over Jordan Matthews.
I would too. Given the PPR format, I know the Broncos are trying to put up a lot of points this weekend against the Chargers. What did Allen do the first time that these two teams met earlier in the year? I'm trying to look that up real quick while you're sitting patiently on the phone. Allen versus the Broncos had 9 catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown back in Week 8 off 13 targets. And last year he had 2 touchdowns against them in 1 game. So he typically plays well against the Broncos. I definitely would go with Allen this weekend.
Hey, thanks for the help.
You got it.
All right, good luck, Jeff.
I think a lot of people are a little bit worried about Keenan Allen because he has been hit or missed this season. But when he hits, he's like a top 15 guy.
Yeah, I totally understand where people are coming from. It is kind of troublesome that he hasn't been as consistent as we would like. But again, last year it took him a little while to catch on and get that consistently good games going towards the end of the year, the second half of the year. So I'm not shocked he's not playing, you know, out of his mind every week. No one really does. He's not going to be a Calvin Johnson-type player in his career. He's just not that kind of guy. But he's the guy, like you said, he can put up solid games virtually every week, and every once in a while he's going to go off and have a huge game. And he has a great track record against the Denver Broncos in his short career. 4 games, 5 total touchdowns. So that's great for Keenan Allen's track record.
Now, that's not to say that we don't like Jordan Matthews this weekend. We have him ranked as a top 40 wide receiver, which, you know, there's 32 teams in the NFL, one or two at least on each team. Top 40 is pretty good for the receiver position.
Oh, not bad at all. That's for sure. And again, both these games, divisional games, both have huge playoff implications and divisional implications on the line. Both teams know each other, and both these games we expect to be high-scoring games, Philly and Dallas, San Diego, Denver. So I don't really think you can go wrong playing one over the other, honestly, but I would just expect a little more out of Keenan Allen than Jordan Matthews this weekend.
Josh in Virginia is next up on the Fantasy Football Champs. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? I got two flex questions and a tight end question, man, so I'm going to fire these off for you guys.
Okay. All right, man.
All right, I got Blunt, Evans, or Jennings in the flex, my first thing.
Mike Evans?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got to go with Mike Evans. That guy is he's just a monster of late. You got to stick with Mike Evans right now.
Agreed.
Right. All right, and Jeremy Hill or Matthews?
Hill.
Yeah, now that Hill's going to be the guy starting and going to see the majority of the touches in Cincinnati, I think you got to stick with him. He's been playing extremely well, as well as Mike Evans.
You're talking about Ryan Matthews, right, just to clarify?
No, Matthews from the Eagles.
Yeah, then it's definitely Jeremy Hill.
All right, and Greg Olsen or Antonio Gates against the Broncos?
That's close. I have Olsen ranked third and Gates ranked sixth.
I think you've seen more consistency out of Olsen this year.
Yeah, which but the problem is with Cam Newton's not playing.
I know, and that is tough. I mean, and Antonio Gates is a guy that has a good track record as well against the Denver Broncos, a team that he knows well. So
5 for 54 with two touchdowns when they met in Week 8.
Yeah.
What did Olsen do in Week 1 with, he had a good game, 8 catches, 83 yards and a touchdown. I'm going to go with Olsen there, but
same thing. That's a coin flip, basically.
Yeah, that's a coin. They're ranked neck and neck.
Awesome. Yep, riding a 7-game winning streak to the championship, man. I appreciate all you guys' help this season. It's been awesome.
Great, nice, man. Josh. Best of luck to you.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
That's a tough decision to make whenever you have two guys at the tight end. You know, it's not like he has two running backs in the top 10.
Right,
you play both of them.
Exactly.
That's a benefit of having two guys in the top 10 at running back. But when you only have one spot for two guys and they're both ranked in the top, eight or top six, which is in this case, then it becomes no one's that good to say no. This guy's going to outscore him by 4 points.
Yeah, it's a real tough position to be in. I mean, the fact that you have two tight ends this year that are top 10 type guys is great to begin with. You have a huge advantage over a lot of other people, probably playing against a lot of people this year that are flexing tight ends and having trouble picking them up off the waiver. So that's a positive. But when you're in a situation like this in the playoffs, you got to pick between one of the two and they both have great matchups. Ugh, that's rough. But I just, Olsen's been doing a little more consistently this year. Even with Derek Anderson, I would still roll with Olsen closely over Antonio Gates.
We are just getting started here as we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio. Primetime Pick'em, Anthony Start and Sit List, plus more of your phone calls and emails. That's all coming up next. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Football Champs, presented by DraftKings. Week 15 in the NFL Fantasy Football Semifinals. It doesn't matter if you have a kicker question, a flex question, wide receiver three. We want to help you with every possible position to maximize your points for this week so you can advance to the Fantasy Football Championship, so you can raise that trophy, have those bragging rights, win some of that prize pool that maybe you have going with some of your league mates. But this is what it's all about, man. This is what you fight all year for, and research and study and worry about the waiver wire and worry about bye weeks and stress over injuries. It's all, you know, it all comes down to this.
That's all there is, man. I mean, if you're not playing fantasy football to win a championship, then there's really not a point to be playing at all.
Well,
I mean, it's great to win money and all that stuff, but, like, I mean, if you're playing, I guess if you're playing a daily league or something like that, obviously your goal is to win some money, but, like, if you're in a league with a bunch of your buddies and you see them all the time and you're always talking, like, those bragging rights and just being the guy to say when they say something, no matter what they say, but yeah, but I'm the champion. I mean, when you can come back with that, it's wonderful. So if you're playing with your buddies, I think just winning a championship is the best thing that can happen to you.
it's not like you're playing a game of pickup basketball and you win. Like, that's over quickly. If it's only one game, it's not something that you can brag about, like, for, you know, the next 7 months.
This is dedication.
Fantasy football is like a whole, it's like a half a year. Everyone's, you know, a part of this for the, pretty much for, I don't know, the last week of August till the first week of September, or excuse me, the first week of December. And then you have January, February, March, April, May, June, July, another 7 months to hold that crown, to hold that title as the champion. So yeah. It's not something like, you know, you guys go out on bowling on Friday night and you bowl, whatever, what's a good bowling score, 220?
That's really good. I don't know if I ever hit over like a 130. So.
All right, so you get a 220 and I get a 130, and then you're not going to talk trash to me for the next 7 months that you beat me in bowling. But fantasy football is different. Like, it's almost accepted that if I lose to you, you're going to just berate me for, you know, until the summer starts.
Yeah, I almost have to. And it's just one of those things. If people hear it, and I know a lot of people don't play fantasy football, and I talk about it, and they just look at me like, what are you talking? Like, if you don't play, you don't get just how great it is to win it. You just don't get it. You have to play. You have to be just mentally deranged like you and me, Bill, to just be doing this all the time, 24/7, and it's great, and I love it.
Let's hear from some more people that are excited about the Fantasy Football Championship semifinals this weekend. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to Matt in Columbia. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I have a fantasy question for you, but I know I listened to the podcast on Tuesday. You guys are talking about figuring out a way to have people on a map and figuring out where people are calling from and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have this online, there's like probably about 10 or 12 different free geocoding things that they support. And what you can do is you can actually have your website guys embedded in your website. And if you upload a document that, you know, has all the locations where people are calling from, you can display that as some, it's like a cool thing type of thing. So, like, it's free on, there's a bunch of free things online. So if you have your web guys look up a geocoding applications, they should be able to sort that out for you pretty easily.
Like Google Geocoding API?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first thing that popped up, that's why.
Yeah, there's probably about 10 or 12 of them. I actually created one for a forum that I'm on to help people locate people for to help out with car stuff. So,
well, dude, what the hell? Why don't you just create one for us?
I could do that potentially. I mean, I'll shoot you an email on it afterwards, and we could talk. But
is it a lot of work?
Support it. It depends on which one you go with. The coding is really easy. It basically creates the code for you, and you just have your web guy copy paste it in to the location where you want it. But the only downside is that you got to have the data to support it. So someone's got to say, okay, I had 12 callers from Germany today. I had 15. So someone's
right. So you have to have someone to like manage that application.
Yeah, that's the downside. So maybe if you throw Kevin a couple of bucks, since you're helping him out with his fantasy league, maybe he'll do it for you.
Listen, this is what Kevin, my relationship is like. I help him with his fantasy team, and then whenever I go up to Gillette and I happen to be going to a Patriot game, he'll get me the team discount.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
deal. That's like the extent of our reciprocity for each other. But other than that, like, Kevin's not I don't think Kevin's going to jump in on this opportunity if I throw him, like, you know, $15 a week to add in the callers on some map. I'll probably get, like, an intern to do it or something. Kevin, definitely not. That's not happening with Kevin.
Yeah, $15 and a high five.
Yeah, 15. Yeah, right, $15 and a high five and a nice recommendation to their professor. But I just think it's cool, Matt, because, listen, you're in Connecticut, right? Columbia, Connecticut?
Yeah.
I just think it's cool because there are people that call in. Like, Tuesday we had someone from New Mexico. Someone from Australia calls in. Germany, United Kingdom, all over Canada, all across the United States. I think we had one emailer from Mexico, regular Mexico, not New Mexico. But I don't know. I just find that kind of stuff interesting because we are on the Patriots radio show, radio channel, and then we also broadcast it on ffchamps.com. So obviously I can go into my member database and just see where everyone's from, but that's like that. I don't know. I just think it's a fun interactive way to, like, see who's listening, see where people are calling in from. Maybe I can, like, try to get some kind of, like, trend or anything, or, like, some kind of, like, information from, all right, well, people from this region tend to like this player. Did he go to college from there? Do they talk about him in a local paper? Like, some, like, I don't know. I just always feel like information, you can use that in different ways. And if I had, like, some kind of, whatever you're talking about, geocode with maps all over the place, I bet I could find something interesting from it.
So let me just think. I do business intelligence as like a full-time gig for an insurance company in Connecticut, and like some of the guys are getting into that type of stuff. But if I email you guys, can you send me an expert in your database? I can put around with it, maybe come up with something for you guys.
You're breaking up a little bit. If you email us, what?
If I email you guys, could you send me an export of the file from your database, and I could maybe throw something together for you guys?
I'll think about it.
All right.
I don't know if I'm gonna export all my members and give out addresses. We'll see.
I know there's a lot of personal information on there. I mean, like, high-level stuff. But anyways, I got a fancy question.
Yeah, what do you got?
So, wide receiver question. I know Julio Jones is debatable. You guys think he's going to play? Because if he goes down, I'm kind of SOL for a backup. I only have Sanu or Landry or Crabtree, and I know I'm not too high on Crabtree at all.
Mike Smith said there's a good chance he plays Sunday, but he hasn't practiced all week. I guess if you're listening to what Smith says, that's the best news as possible, right? That's the best case scenario. He didn't come out and say, well, it's not looking good, like Bill O'Brien did for Andre Johnson. He said it's a good chance he plays. So that's what I'm going off of. That being said, I have no idea if Mike Smith is telling the truth. Like, he might just be messing with the Steelers, and I don't know. The question is, I do not know if Julio Jones is going to play this weekend. I don't think the Falcons know. If you go by what the head coach said, he said there's a good chance he plays this weekend. For what it's worth, if you have a backup ready like Mohamed Sanu, then you might have to plug him in and roll with him instead.
So, I got to look at the waiver wire when I get home, but is it safe to say at this point to drop Crabtree if I can find a better prospect on the waiver wire as possible for Julio?
Yeah, I'm not starting Crabtree this weekend anyway because he's playing against Seattle, right, Ant?
Yeah, no. Michael Crabtree is not going to my lineup this week, not even close. And I think he's definitely expendable at this point of the year because I don't think you can trust him, especially if you make it to the championship game. I mean, you don't know what you're getting out of him week in and week out. Why take a risk on someone who's not even semi-consistent in a championship game? I think he's definitely expendable right now.
All right, yeah. I'll also look to see if I can find someone to pick up at the flyer just in case. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, you got it, Matt. Thanks for the phone call. You know, it's always tough with a guy like Julio Jones because, all right, so you're saying, well, Julio is my number one wide receiver. He is going to get me 25 points this week. And then you're like, oh, crap, well, he's out of the lineup. He's not playing. I have to fill those 25 points. You're not going to find anyone like that. Julio Jones, they're not just, you know, hanging out on the waiver wire tree, and you just go and pick him up, and you throw him into your lineup, and it works. So, you know, Matt's in a tough spot. Julio Jones doesn't play. Like, he has to probably decrease his overall projection probably 10 to 15 points, and that's tough to do.
Yeah, easily, and not even a question. Losing a stud is real tough. Something real tough to happen, especially in the playoffs, especially when you're at the point where your waiver wire's thin and most of these guys have already been picked up that are shining, started shining halfway through the year, what have you. So it's a tough position, but it's better to be in this position than, like we said, Julius Thomas being active and not getting a snap, or Demaryius Thomas or Josh Gordon getting two catches last week. So as tough as it is, I'd rather know my stud is definitely not playing and have a chance to get full potential out of somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I like the best.
And you got Julio on a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday, so you got a lot of ways, like, you could fill that in.
Right, you're not waiting till Monday night.
So yeah, I mean, again, tough position if he doesn't play, but you got a lot of positive influence in that situation, even if he doesn't play.
I'm trying to go to the next email. It's Andre from New York City, and he just sent us like a screenshot of his teams, but he doesn't have a question in here.
Andre from New York, let's see.
Like, he just says 9-4, 12-team standard, defense, Patriots, kicker, Dan Carpenter. But, like, that's it. Like, there's no – and there's a picture of his team. Like, he's – I don't know what – And there's three different teams in here. I have no idea what he's asking. Like, he doesn't ask a question until his last team. Do you see that? Larry Fitzgerald or Bolden.
I don't know. Probably just a lineup if we would swap anything out, potentially. That's kind of what it looks like if I'm looking at this right, but I could be wrong.
He's holding on to Adrian Peterson. He's got Latavius Murray on one team and Reggie Bush. I'd probably swap out Bush and put in Murray. He's got Eddie Lacy. He might not play. His running back spot's empty on this team, so he can put Latavius Murray in there. He's still got Julio Jones. That could be a problem. I'm not sure. He's going to have to get back to us because I'm not really sure what he's looking for here.
Yeah. Dre's always listening. So if he's out there, just get back to us, Dre. Make sure we're doing this right. If not, get at me on Twitter, and I'll help you out. Either way, we'll get you set up this weekend.
Matt M. writes in, hey, guys, need some help this week for the semifinals. My tight end and defense are weak in the 12-team half-point PPR league. Who should he start at running back, tight end, and defense? Should he pick up anyone at tight end or defense? Right now he's got Brady, Dez, Emmanuel Sanders, Kenny Stills. Then he's got Marshawn Lynch, Justin Forsett. I like those running backs.
Yeah.
Tight end is Heath Miller. Defense is Buffalo. Buffalo playing Packers. So, yes, you should probably look elsewhere.
Yeah.
Would you play Jeremy Hill over Lynch or Forsett?
Man, that's a tough position. I don't think I can. I like Jeremy Hill a lot, but, I mean, you're not playing him over Lynch for sure, and Justin Forsett's just been super consistent, so
yep.
I can't play him.
Would you like the Buffalo defense against the Packers, or would you rather roll with a team like the Giants taking on the Redskins?
Yeah, I'd rather risk...
Or the Panthers taking on the Bucks.
Yeah, I'd rather risk a team like a Panthers or a Giants, potentially. I guess it all depends what's out there. Oh, he's got the Giants or the Panthers on the waivers. Yeah, I would probably go Giants 1, Panthers 2.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I'd probably risk Buffalo. I mean, I know they're going to get to the quarterback. Green Bay did play on Monday night, so a short week. They're traveling. So I can understand why people might want to play Buffalo. They have been playing decent defense this year, but you're probably better off with the Giants or Carolina over them right now.
Now, at tight end, he has Heath Miller, Charles Clay, Jared Cook, Owen Daniels, Brent Celek, and Jordan Cameron are all available. Do you like Heath Miller? I mean, he's been getting some passes inside the red zone from Big Ben. The matchup's pretty good this weekend, maybe a high-scoring game with the Falcons on the schedule. Would you stick with Heath Miller this weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm into that right there. I like Heath Miller in that position. Like you said, Atlanta, they give up points, a lot of points to running backs, tight ends, don't matter what position. Atlanta's giving up points to somebody. Steelers, again, same thing. Steelers are playing to stay in that division, to potentially win that division. They're going to have to play. And it's going to be a high-scoring game. Indoors, fast track. I love Heath Miller. I think he's going to be just fine. And odds are he's going to put up points. I would be shocked to see him get in the end zone this week.
Yeah, I would stick with Heath Miller as well. Only because you know he can be the guy at some point.
When they get in the red zone, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, outside of Antonio Brown, Heath Miller's the guy that gets the next look. So, in the passing game, at least, I mean, Le'Veon Bell's just, you know, out of this world, so he's getting the first touches. But in the passing game, Heath Miller's getting looks right behind Antonio Brown when they're getting in that red zone area.
Andrew from Cali is our next emailer, and it brings up a quick point before I want to get to his question, that it's good to hear from our weekly listeners, our weekly callers, our weekly emailers, because
they're all still in it.
They're all still in it, right, exactly.
That's
a good feeling for us.
Damn right. That's why we work so hard all year. I mean, you guys email us and call us every single week. We got to get you guys information, keep doing what we're doing to help you get to the playoffs. This is why we give the information. This is why we do what we do. And everyone, virtually everyone that we talk to every week is still in it. So I love seeing that.
Hey, guys, it's Andrew from Cali. It's a full-point PPR league. Pick 2 wide receivers, 1 running back, and a flex. He's got Josh Gordon, Sanders, Emmanuel, Julian Edelman, Kelvin Benjamin. He needs 2 wide receivers from that bunch in a full-point PPR.
You're definitely going to Emmanuel Sanders, hands down.
Edelman, Julian? Benjamin, or Gordon?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, Julian Edelman in a PPR league is good at home against the Dolphins, a chance to almost knock them out of the playoffs and kind of cement in that number one overall seed potentially for New England.
Yeah.
I like Emmanuel Sanders and Julian Edelman right there.
I do too. Edelman showed me a lot last week, and whenever he has a game like that, I don't think it's like with the receivers and the Patriots, like it's not like they're running backs where one guy can have a hot game one week and then the next week they're gone. I think the receivers, there's a little bit more consistency. Once he and Brady, not that they ever lacked chemistry, but they had like extra chemistry last week, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I think that that continues this weekend.
I wouldn't be shocked to see that either. Like you said, Julian Edelman, he already has a good rapport with Tom Brady. It seemed to get a little bit stronger last week for this. This season hasn't been the same as last year, but when this guy gets going and gets on fire a little bit, he's a guy that Tom Brady looks for very frequently. So PPR league Julian Edelman, I think, is a great play this weekend.
All right, one running back, Jonathan Stewart, Giovanni Bernard, Latavius Murray, Shane Vereen, or Isaiah Crowell?
Man, Jonathan Stewart looked good last week. No D'Angelo Williams again. I think I would roll with Jonathan Stewart.
No Crowell against the Bengals? That's who I'd pick.
I mean, I have no issue with that. I mean, those are the two guys that caught my eye, and I'm definitely not playing Shane Vereen. Gio Bernard not being a starter, it kind of creeps me out a little bit. Maybe in a flex position, and I'm not touching Latavius Murray over Stewart or Crowell either. So,
well, let's go with Crowell in the running back spot, and now decide on a flex. We got Jonathan Stewart, Kelvin Benjamin, or Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I just think Jonathan Stewart's going to get the majority of touches out of those three guys. Again, Josh Gordon with a new quarterback, we don't know what we're getting out of him. That scares me.
Well, let's go to Brooks, who writes in, "Hey guys, PPR league pick one: Larry Fitz, Pierre Garçon, Robert Woods, Chris Hogan."
Wow!
Don't sleep on the Bills receivers.
Packers
were exposed last week.
Chris Hogan was my would be my pick out of these guys. I think Garçon too inconsistent. Fitz on and off injury and just getting older. Robert Woods has big games here and there, but yeah, in a PPR league, Chris Hogan's been pretty consistent the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's between him and Larry Fitz for me. I might just lean toward Larry Fitz, but then again, he's playing tonight, and I don't know if you want to have all that action just in, you know, just for one of your receivers here. I might stick around and keep Chris Hogan in the lineup.
Yeah, that Rams defense, again, we've been saying, they're playing well. They're at home, have a chance to upset a team that's in first place right now. So I'm leaning towards Chris Hogan out of this group. I mean, he's got 8 or more points. So 4 out of the last 5 games in a PPR league, so that's good.
855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going to the phone lines now where our friend Nick in Boston's in a 12-team standard league. Hey, Nick.
How's it going, guys?
Dr. Nick. There
How's
he is.
How's it going?
I'm back. Yeah, you're welcome for that advice. I told you he wasn't going to play. I knew it.
Hey, you're a resident medical expert.
So now that he's not going to play, Andy Dalton or Ryan Tannehill?
Ooh. Man, that's tough. I mean, Ryan Tannehill's going into New England against a very good secondary. Just those facts make me want to lean a little bit towards Andy Dalton, even though I'm not a huge fan of his.
Remember what Andy Dalton did the last time they played the Browns?
I know, yeah. He had a bad game is being nice, so.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation.
I'd go Tannehill, buddy.
Okay. And then I think now that we know that Jennings is probably going to be back to full strength, should I go with Steven Jackson over Andre Williams?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm playing for, like I told you guys last week, I mean, on Tuesday, I'm playing for the first overall pick here, so I still do need to win. But,
all right,
you know,
I hear you.
You know, yeah.
How do you have time to do fantasy football? You're in med school.
I mean, it doesn't take that long, guys.
Okay. Maybe that's not why. Right. Maybe that's why you're not playing in the playoffs.
All right, Nick. Fun question for you. Yeah. If you get this number one pick next year, who are you taking?
If I get the number one pick, who am I taking?
Don't say DeMarco.
I'm taking DeMarco. Not at all. I would probably lean towards Jamaal Charles, I guess.
Consistent PPR. Well, not this year. I don't know what's going on with his catches this year, but consistent, gets into the end zone, probably will finish the year with about 50 catches. I can't argue with that pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously very early, and we don't really know, you know, if players change teams or whatever, but yeah, as it stands right now, he seems like the guy that I would go with. But anyway, guys, yeah, thanks for the advice, and hopefully I'll actually win to put myself in a position to get that pick.
You got it, Nick. Best of luck to you. Anthony, that's a really good question, and I was whispering to you, don't say DeMarco. I'm getting anxiety already just knowing that I'm going to not fight, but have to explain over and over and over and over again of why DeMarco Murray is not going to be the number one pick next year.
Yeah,
and it's going to cause a lot of problems.
He's going to be a top five pick, and I think you can. I'm okay with that. Number one overall, I don't think that should happen. Le'Veon Bell is going to be my number one guy, yeah. I think, going into next year. And, again, things can happen. We got to see what Adrian Peterson does. He's coming back if he goes to a team like, say, he goes to the Colts. I mean, having a team like that, Andrew Luck, you got receivers, you got a lot of offensive pieces in place, AP becomes relevant again, depending on his conditioning. So there's a lot of things that are going to factor in. But, yeah, DeMarco Murray can't be your number one pick. He's just having an out-of-hand year right now, which is great, but you can't expect what he's doing now to happen again next year, and that's going to upset people if they do take him number one.
Also, just keep in mind with DeMarco Murray that once you get the amount of carries that he's getting this year, it's almost like he already has. He's projected for 394 attempts.
Yeah.
65 catches.
Yeah. And very rarely does someone hold up extremely well the next year. It's rare. We're not in an era where running backs are getting carries like that. I mean, he's already at 320. No one else in the NFL is at 300. You got one other guy, it looks like, at over 250, which is LeSean McCoy. You don't have a lot of guys at 200, maybe 10 total at 200 carries or more. So uncommon.
He missed three games in 2011, six games in 2012, two games in 2013.
Yeah, so if he makes it through this season unscathed, again, looks good, but that's just an anomaly, something that's not going to happen next year, which we have to factor in. DeMarco Murray didn't miss any time this year, and he got 400 carries. Odds are he's missing four or five games next year because of that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I don't want to focus too much on what we're doing next year, but
I know what you mean, but it's, you know, a little fun question for Nick. I know that's what he's going for, that first overall pick, so throw a little something different out there today. Why not?
Devin in San Francisco, hello guys, thanks for all your help, and I am in the semifinals in both my leagues. Need some help to start to make it to the championship, as I finished fourth last year in both and can't have a repeat of that. Oh, so he finished. So last year he made it to the semifinals in both his leagues again, but he ended up losing. That stinks. Question one, RB help. Pick two, Droik Bell, Frank Gore, Geo, or waiver wire, Nile Davis, Reggie Bush.
I think you got to pick up Nile Davis as long as you can.
I do, too.
Hang on to him. If he's the starter and Jamaal Charles is going to play, he's definitely going in your lineup, hands down.
Drop one of these three defenses that he has, Packers, Steelers, or Browns.
Yeah, you definitely drop a defense for Nile Davis. But, two, if you don't get Nile Davis, I mean, I guess I would go Droik Bell and Gio Bernard just because Frank Gore's going to Seattle, which is a
tough place.
Yeah.
And then who knows? If Jamaal Charles doesn't play, you put in Nile Davis.
Yeah, exactly. But Nile Davis has to be on your roster.
Question two, Cleveland Steelers Packers.
I think I would go with the Packers. I'm leaning towards the Packers. Probably the – yeah, I would go Green Bay a little over Cleveland. I think Pittsburgh's at the bottom just because of that matchup. They got a high scoring affair more than likely.
Question three, pick three, Brandon LaFell, Julian Edelman, John Stewart, Dan Heron, Dante Moncrief, or Mikel Rivera?
I
don't know. He said it's PPR?
Standard scoring, it
yeah,
says,
both
for
standard,
both.
Yeah.
I'm definitely throwing Jonathan Stewart and okay. And Boom in there for a standard scoring. And like we said, I know it's not PPR, but I think Julian Edelman gets more looks than Brandon LaFell. So I would take a gamble on Julian Edelman over LaFell. Definitely not Moncrief or Rivera. Definitely not.
All right. Let's take one quick phone call before we take a break here. We got Todd in Jacksonville up next. Hey, Todd.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, good. In the playoffs, so doing good.
Awesome, hey, man.
So I'm to start is I'm starting Le'Veon, Demaryius, and Cobb. So my questions are, who do I start, quarterback, Rivers or Romo?
You know, Romo looked absolutely miserable against the Eagles. I think that was, week 13 on Thanksgiving, right?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, that caused me to miss the playoffs in one of my leagues. Do you trust him against this same opponent? Is it possible that the Philadelphia team, just has him figured out? Or is it possible that that game was more of an anomaly and, you know, the Eagles' defense has been letting up a lot of points to opposing quarterbacks this week? Rivers, on the other hand, has been struggling consistently. Romo, you know, was just really that one game. But of the last 5 weeks, Rivers only has one game of over 20 points.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go Romo.
Yeah, I'm really in Romo, too. I think that game on Thanksgiving against Philadelphia in Dallas, that was the short week that Romo had to play. Still dealing with that back injury. You could tell every week he's not always practicing every day. Yeah. Still doing work on that back. So it's the shortest week. He's got 10 days now between games. Yeah. I don't see that happening again. He's not going to have a game where he puts up 3 points or whatever the hell happened on Thanksgiving. It's not going to happen. Maybe he doesn't throw for 350 and 5 touchdowns, but I think he's going to have somewhere in that 16 to 20, 22-point range type game.
All right. Two more quick questions for a running back. Joik or Crowell?
Joik.
All right. And for flex, Crowell, Colston, Gordon.
PPR?
Yeah, PPR.
Like Marquise Colston this week, and I like Kenny Stills, yeah, too. I think the Saints have a bounce-back game against Chicago on Monday night.
I would go Colston. I would go Colston. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a close call, dude. We have him ranked in the top 15 for their positions. You know, Colston's a guy that can easily have, you know, a 6-catch, 100-yard game with a touchdown.
Right. Yeah, I just, with Johnny and all that, it's just like a toss-up between these two guys, I'm thinking.
You know, a couple of my friends are in the same kind of position that you're in with Josh Gordon, and they don't know if they should use him or not. To say I'm disappointed in Josh Gordon isn't necessarily fair because he hasn't played all season. He has a new quarterback. It's a new offense.
Yeah.
So for him to have over 200 yards in three games, it's actually pretty good. I think we were expecting a lot more production, and it hasn't happened yet. So we had to scale him back a little bit. We put him as a wide receiver 3 this week, you know, inside the top 30, but borderline wide receiver 2, borderline wide receiver 3. To me, he's not in this equation. Colston or Crowell, it is.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing that all right with Hoyer, who's been absolutely horrible. And that's the only thing. I'm thinking Manziel, maybe I'm thinking too much. You know, he had Evans back, right, when he was in college.
Well, let's see what I never compare what a quarterback did,
right,
in college,
yeah,
to what he does in the NFL.
Yeah.
Let's see what Manziel can do in the NFL.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right,
Good
Tom.
Luck,
best
man.
Luck to you. You know, that's the problem, Anthony, because we don't know it. We saw one drive of Johnny Football, two drives, actually, and everyone remembers him running into the end zone and scoring the touchdown, but no one remembers what happened on the next drive is he fumbled in the end zone and took a sack, and I think they got a safety.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what we're getting out of him, and that scares you a little bit, especially at this point of the year. Usually your quarterbacks are set, or if there's a quarterback going into a team to see what they got, it's a team that's not in a playoff race. It's a team that's not having a lot of stud talent like a Josh Gordon-type player on their team. So it's an odd situation, and Gordon hasn't played all year. If Gordon's playing all year and being consistent, I have no worries that he'll be okay because he's going to be the target of Johnny Manziel. But like you said, Gordon didn't play all year, so we don't know 100% still what we're getting out of him. Still a stud-type player, but not consistent yet. And Johnny Manziel we don't know anything about. So Gordon scares me this week, and it should scare everybody else who owns him.
We got to take a quick break, but we are going to get to our start and sit list for week 15. We'll also go over some of the studs heading into this week. Everyone that should be, all the players that should are mandatory in your lineups for the fantasy football semifinals. More fantasy football champs coming up next on Patriots.com radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, week 15 in the NFL, your fantasy football semifinals with a championship on the line. We've been previewing it all show. Anthony writes a great article every week on FFChamps.com, which you can access by going to FFChamps.com/million You'll get your free entry into the DraftKings Millionaire Maker with $1 million going to the first place winner, $3 million in total cash prizes. And you'll also get a free membership to FF Champs, which was where this article is published every week. So, Anthony, why don't you start off with the quarterback must starts of the week?
Yeah, so this week I did something a little different being in the playoffs. I know usually we're doing starts and sits, but this week I kind of just focused on you got your stud list, and then after our stud list, I kind of made a little bit of a must start behind the studs and a flex play option. Not so much a sit. I just try to keep it positive for the playoffs, positive nice. Vibes flowing, because that's what gets you a championship. So, you know, you got your Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Rodgers, Luck, obviously. Studs, they're starting no matter what. But a couple other guys that I think have to be in your lineup. Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, this guy, last six games, 340 or more yards in five of his last six games, multiple touchdowns in four, and at least one in every single game of the last six. So he's got a great matchup in Atlanta, fast track, high-scoring game more than likely. Love Big Ben this week. Tony Romo, a guy we kind of just talked about a little bit. A lot of things I like out of him. The revenge factor. Anytime a guy has a revenge factor to get back at a team, I think that factors in greatly to how they're going to play. Mm-hmm. And Matthew Stafford, another guy having a not the season I don't think we expected. We expected a little bit more out of him, but he's got a great matchup at home against the Minnesota Vikings. He's got 265 passing yards per game in his career against Minnesota with 13 touchdowns against just four interceptions. And Stafford can turn the ball over. So the fact that he doesn't do that against Minnesota, a huge plus in his matchup this week.
It's very interesting with Stafford because the yards are there.
Yeah, every year, Matt Stafford puts up yards.
The touchdowns aren't.
He had that one, what was that, like 2-3 years ago when he put up like almost 50 touchdowns, and he went in the first round of every draft the next year, and he just didn't do anything. And I think that year of his 40-some-odd touchdowns was just a little bit of an anomaly, not what he's going to be doing. He does get the ball out of his hands. He's got a cannon. He can throw it downfield. He's got great receivers around him. He just doesn't tend to throw touchdowns, which is very mind-boggling. I mean, you saw what this guy could do if he gets balls in the end zone. I mean, this guy is a top three quarterback in the fantasy world.
He's projected to finish 7th in yards, but 14th in touchdowns.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's like every time he gets the ball into someone's hands or tackled inside the 5 or the 10,
yep.
You get Joique Bell or Reggie Bush or Theo Reddick, someone just sneaking a touchdown away on the ground on them. So it's very odd, but again, this week he has a great matchup, so I trust him very much this weekend.
Yes, it was 2011 when he had 41 touchdowns, 5,000 yards.
Yeah, unbelievable year, I know. And again, the next year he had a down year, and that's, I think a lot of people brought up, oh, well, 10 of his passes got stopped inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, over half of those passes that got stopped, he rushed the ball in, which gives you more points anyway in most leagues. So it's not really a huge arguing point, but the fact is he just doesn't throw the ball into the end zone a lot, and it's very odd.
Go on with the quarterback flex plays.
So a couple other guys, if you can't get your hands on a stud, you don't have a stud, you don't have one of these starts, three other guys I think are going to have big games this week. Philip Rivers, I know we had the little Rivers-Romo debate. I know Rivers has been down a little bit, but the Broncos giving up 23 points per game to quarterbacks. That's a bottom six team as far as stopping a quarterback. Rivers is just a beast against the Broncos at home since he became a starter for the Chargers. So at least one touchdown pass in every single game he's faced Denver at home, and that's 8 times. So that's very consistent. I love what I'm going to get out of him, I think, this weekend. Mark Sanchez, another guy. Philadelphia, he was just absolutely embarrassed by the Seahawks last week. He threw for under 100 yards. I mean, a quarterback, he played the whole game. If a quarterback's not getting hurt and playing a whole game and can't hit 100 yards, I mean, Tim Tebow hit 100 yards consistently at least. So Mark Sanchez should just come out on fire this weekend against the Cowboys. Chance to wrap up that division virtually. That's a great news for him. And I know Jay Cutler doesn't have Brandon Marshall, which is going to hurt him in a way, but the New Orleans Saints just can't stop the pass. So, last game, I believe this is the last game for the Bears in Chicago in front of their home fans. I don't think he's just going to up and give up. He's going to have a decent game at home for the Chicago fans. So Jay Cutler, another guy that I think you can play and feel comfortable with in the quarterback position this weekend.
Let's move over to the running back spot. Obviously, you have guys like Le'Veon Bell, Jamal Charles, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, DeMarco Murray. They are in your lineups. Talk about Justin Forsett this weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, Justin Forsett, well, since this guy was, you know, definitely anointed the starter after the whole Ray Rice thing, you had Bernard Pierce, you had Taliaferro get some touches, you had a couple guys, but since Forsett became the, you know, every week go-to main guy, he's putting up 14.5 points per game, and that's since week four, so that's a very long, consistent track record. I like that out of him. And it got a nice matchup this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that's, you know, a little bit better on defense than people think, but they're still nowhere near top of the pack. So love his matchup in Baltimore at home against a poor Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
You have Mark Ingram listed here. He's taking on the Bears Monday night. That makes me very happy because I'm using Ingram as my running back to my Dynasty League. But you also have Lamar Miller against the Pats. Talk about Miller. He's been kind of disappointing the last couple games.
Yeah, I know, again, another guy almost like a Phillip Rivers where he went on a nice streak earlier in the year, kind of slowed down a little bit, but he just seems to play well against the Patriots. I know he's only been doing it for a year and a half now, but he's averaging 83 yards per game against New England Patriots. So that's basically 8 guaranteed points for you there. He scored his first touchdown against New England this year, week one, down in Miami. So I think the Miami Dolphins, to win this game, have to chew up clock. They have to rely on Lamar Miller and their running backs. And the New England Patriots defense is much worse against the run than it is against the pass. So anybody in Miami who is calling that game, the coaches set up that game plan, better get Lamar Miller touches, because that's the only chance they have to win this game is control it.
For some of your borderline flex plays, you got Jeremy Hill, Boom Heron. I think all of them make sense. But I am interested to hear your analysis on Chris Johnson, who you list here. He's taking on the Titans.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill probably would be in the must-start, knowing now that he is a starter over Geo.
Right.
So he
right.
jumps up a little bit. But Chris Johnson, look, 33 carries over his last 2 weeks. That's the most carries he's had in back-to-back weeks since last year, the end of last year. So now I think he's getting a little more comfortable. That team in New York knows they're not really doing anything. They're going to be playing spoiler. They're going to be just playing for pride, basically, and new contracts. So Chris Johnson, he is just a guy that is going to, I think, go off because, again, revenge factor. Coming up against Tennessee, a team he played for years, he was consistently putting up 1,000 yards every year. After that 2,000-yard season, I think people just started hating Chris Johnson because he didn't put up 2,000 yards every year. And this is kind of going into that DeMarco Murray argument or situation we were talking about a little bit earlier. He's not going to do it every single year. Once you hit 2,000 yards or 1,800 yards, people expect it out of you. And Chris Johnson, 1,000 yards every single year. And people couldn't, you know, respect what he was doing for their team. So I think a team that rushes the ball a lot against a team that can't stop the run and a team that he used to play for, not looking good for the Tennessee Titans defense with Chris Johnson in that backfield.
Let's move it over to the wide receivers. All the studs, you know you're rolling with them. Jordy Nelson, Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas. Those guys are all good to go this weekend. You love the two rookie wide receivers who have been very explosive this year, Mike Evans and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, man, Mike Evans, I was looking up some stats on this guy, and he is just, look, among rookie wideouts this year, Evans is fifth in catches. Yeah, exactly, Wookie Evans, that's you know, that's what we're going to call him from now on. Fifth in catches among rookie receivers, and he's just sixth behind first. First in yards, first in touchdowns, and he's got 10 touchdowns, and that's just two off the NFL lead among all wide receivers, not just rookies. So second in fantasy points per game, just one behind the next guy on this list, which is Odell Beckham. So Mike Evans, love what I'm seeing out of him. Odell Beckham, again, another guy, 6 straight games of 90 or more receiving yards, 100 or more in 4 of those games. Eli Manning's favorite target by far, getting 11 targets per game over those 6. So he's going to get his looks, and the Redskins are a bottom 10 team against wide receivers. So both these rookies have a lot of things going in their favor this weekend.
Another wide receiver that you like, we've been getting some questions on him earlier in the show, Keenan Allen up against the Denver Broncos here.
Yeah, again, Keenan Allen, a guy that we get a lot of questions about, hasn't been as consistent as we liked or not playing up to his standards of his rookie year. But look, guys like Bryce Butler from Oakland, Kenny Britt, Jarvis Landry, and Chris Hogan, they've all scored touchdowns in the last couple weeks against the Denver defense. So when guys like that, when wide receiver 3 and 4s and guys that are still on your waiver wire scoring against Denver, I think Keenan Allen will be just fine going in against the Denver Broncos. He's averaging 71 yards per game in his first 4 career games against Denver and has 5 total touchdowns in 4 games with 2 touchdowns in 2. So very good chance he gets into the end zone. If not, he should be seeing a lot of targets and a lot of yards put up for you.
some of the flex plays you like. Two more rookies here, Jordan Matthews and Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be the greatest rookie wide receiver class ever, because real life and fantasy, because a lot of these guys are going to be very fantasy relevant next year. I know a lot of times rookie receivers aren't their second year, but, you know, out of all the guys we're seeing, these guys have to play. So Kelvin Benjamin, can't worry about him with Derek Anderson. He had 8 targets, caught 6 of them with 92 yards and a touchdown week 1 when Anderson played against the same Tampa team in Tampa. They're at home now, and Tampa's given up 15 points per game on the road to wide receiver ones. So Kelvin Benjamin, again, should be in for a double-digit type day. And Jordan Matthews, same thing. Anybody that is on the Philadelphia Eagles is going to be out for revenge this week just because of how poorly that offense played last week. So if Mark Sanchez is throwing the ball well, Jordan Matthews is still his favorite target. If Sanchez plays well, that just means Jordan Matthews is going to have a good game as well.
Tight ends, you have Antonio Gates, Martellus Bennett, Zach Ertz, and Delanie Walker. I want to move over to the defenses because I think this is where people can get some points to help propel them into the championship. You have the red-hot Rams. You have the Seahawks taking on the 49ers, and you have the Lions taking on the Vikings. All three of these teams in our top five this week at FFChamps.com.
Yeah, and as well they should be. I mean, like we said, we know the Rams have 2 shutouts the last 2 weeks, but over that time, 13 sacks, 7 turnovers, 2 touchdowns. I mean, even though odds are not in their favor to pitch another shutout against the Arizona Cardinals, they're still going to get sacks. They're still going to force turnovers, and they have a good shot to score another touchdown. So the Rams defense, this is a defense that you cannot take out of your lineup, I don't think, the rest of the way.
All right, so you want to check out Anthony's start and sit. Well, it's not really a start and sit. It's more like a start and put them into your lineup.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, if people want to know who they should sit, you know, we can answer those questions too. But
yeah,
we're at the point now where, you know, you don't got 12 teams in every league looking at it. Yeah, you basically know who you're starting. You kind of just need help to fill out your lineup, and that's what I'm going for in the playoffs. So, you know, this week, next week, and week 17, I'm going to do something like this. A little different. Change
like
it up a little bit.
I like it. You can go to FFChamps.com, check out Anthony's article. Let's jump back into the emails, web radio at Patriots.com. The next one is from James A. Very quick question here. Pick one, Delanie Walker or Colby Fleener?
I like Delanie Walker. I think he's the guy that's going to get the most targets out of Jake Locker, even though we hate him.
Giovanni Bernard, Anquan Boldin, or Marquise Colston?
You got to go Marquise Colston right here.
Chiefs or the Bengals?
Kansas City needs a lot of other defense, especially if Jamal Charles is banged up and that offense isn't 100%. I like Kansas City at home.
And then the last question here he has is, do you think Jamal Charles and Eddie Lacy will play? I think both of them are 50-50. They're not practicing. Eddie Lacy doesn't seem too confident. Maybe the Chiefs are just resting Charles, but it's certainly not looking good for both of them.
Yeah.
You'll be lucky if one of them play.
Yeah, and if one of them plays, I think it'll be Charles. I know he looked a little banged up against Arizona, but he came back, you know, into that game too at some point. So I think Charles would play before Lacy, but anytime you have a stud that's a 50-50 start at this point in the week, I mean, you gotta hang on to your hat and hope that they get into your lineup for you.
Steve and Ashley, Steve's 15-year-old daughter, are our next emailers. Thanks for all your help this year. I made 3 out of our 4 semifinal games, and my 15-year-old daughter made the other one I missed. Thanks to you guys. Can I get some quick advice on these PPR leagues? Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, or Ryan Tannehill?
Wow.
Close.
Joe Flacco has the nicest matchup. I know San Fran and Seattle always tend to be a physical, more defensive type game. So I would roll with Flacco out of those three.
Okay. How about Arizona and the Giants on the defensive side?
I like Arizona. That defense plays well. They always have a good chance to score touchdowns and run kicks back with Patrick Peterson and Ted Ginn over there. So I like Arizona.
Sanchez or Tannehill?
I'm going Sanchez over Tannehill in this.
By the way, just coming up on my Twitter feed, Jamal Charles returned the Chiefs practice today, limited session.
There we go. All right, so that's
good
a positive
news.
Note, yes.
That's certainly good news. Flex question, Giovanni Bernard, Josh Gordon.
I would roll the dice on Gordon over Bernard.
Flex question, Trey Mason or Marquise Wilson, who is, of course, Brandon Marshall's replacement?
We don't know much about Marquise Wilson at this point, so at least Trey Mason's been playing relatively well the past couple weeks. He plays even better at home, so a Trey Mason over Wilson.
One of my buddies asked me about Wilson earlier today. You know, we were going back and forth on a text. I said, at best, he's their fourth option. You got Alshon Jeffrey, you got Matt Forte, you got Martellus Bennett, and then it's Marquise Wilson.
Yeah, if he's lucky. So that's, again, they're going to throw him the ball. They got to see what they got out of him, get him a little bit involved. They can't, you know, just rely on three guys, but you can't play him in your semifinals.
Austin in Toronto is our second father trying to get some help for their children, which is a first. We've had two fathers asking for help for their children for the first time this year. It's happened twice in the last two emails.
I love it.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, Adam, my 9-year-old female, lost his fantasy playoffs mostly due to lack of RB depth. Good news, daddy is still alive after his bye last week.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. A few questions, PPR league. Quarterback Stafford, Sanchez, or Johnny Football?
Got to go with Matt Stafford right there.
100%. Edelman or Gordon?
Is it PPR? Yeah, PPR league, Edelman.
Clay or Rivera?
I would, I'd roll a dice on Clay.
Joel in Lansing. Hello, FF Champs. You got me through last week as usual. Another question. I'm in a 14-team PPR league. I have mediocre wide receivers, so I start three running backs. Arian Foster, Justin Forsett, Eddie Lacy, Boom Heron, and John Stewart. Confident in Forsett and Foster, as my top two. For the third spot, assuming Lacy is active, do I start him or swap in John Stewart or Boom Heron?
Yeah, if Lacy plays, he's in your lineup.
And if he's not, Stewart or Heron?
If he's not, I like Boom Heron over John Stewart.
One more emailer, and then we'll take a quick break. We got our Paisan Fabrizio here. He writes in, Paisans, how you doing? I've lost to these guys the past five times the past 2 years, and what do you know? I'm playing him this week. Hope this time things are different. Time to focus now, Kabish. All right, he's got Drew Brees or Mark Sanchez?
Drew Brees.
Demaryius Thomas, Stedman, Bailey, Pierre Garçon, Malcolm Floyd. Do you recommend dropping Bailey or Floyd for Allen Hurns, Kamar Aiken? No. Would you start either one of them? No. So it's Demaryius Thomas, one. Now pick two between Bailey, Pierre Garçon, or Malcolm Floyd.
I would go Malcolm Floyd as my two and Bailey as my three.
I'm with you there. Pick one, Justin Forsett or Mark Sanchez?
Oof. He's got that flex with a quarterback. Yeah. Ouch. Oh, man. It's real hard to suggest it for Set, but that matchup for Sanchez, I would go Sanchez. It's hard to not play a quarterback in that spot.
Reed or Kelsey, tight end?
Travis Kelsey.
Bills or the Kansas City defense?
Kansas City.
Now, I'm looking at his roster. He has Le'Veon Bell as his running back, but then he has Andre Ellington. Can he only start one running back? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Ellington's out, so he can put Forsett in, and then he doesn't have to worry about starting, you know, that flex spot with Sanchez.
Yeah, I think his lineup would be Drew Brees, Le'Veon, Forsett, Demaryius Thomas, Malcolm Floyd, and then Mark Sanchez in his flex position.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. Plenty more emails to get to. I promise we will get to them all as we do every week, but we do have to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Champs, but more strategy and advice coming up next here on Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship.
It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Final half hour of the show. We got a lot of emails to get to. Primetime Pick'em will be coming up in just a little bit. And I know our producer, Kevin Collins, he is waiting to unload a bevy of fantasy questions for his lineup as well. which is always somewhat entertaining because sometimes Kevin just likes to overthink things. But we'll get to that in a little bit as well. Kevin, am I right in my assumption?
No, Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
He never overthinks.
All right, so back to the emails. We got a defensive and kicker question from our pal Butters. Hey, fellers. What defense should I play, Minnesota, Kansas City, or Tennessee?
Very funny, you guys.
I've been on a South Park kick lately.
Kind of love South Park.
Like, it's, I just, I don't know. I've been just going through it nonstop.
That's great.
Bands and, yeah.
That's great.
Minnesota Vikings, Kansas City Chiefs, or Tennessee Titans, who are we going with? You know, just before you answer, I got a lot of questions this week about the Tennessee Titans, and just because they have a good matchup against the Jets doesn't mean they have a good defense that can get after the quarterback and force turnovers. Like, sometimes you just, the matchup's just not, yeah, the matchup's great, but the team that has the good matchup isn't good. Like, the Titans are not a good defense. They're not capable of putting up any points, so, you know, the Vikings have good special teams. They get a lot of sacks. Kansas City, good run defense. They can, you know, get after the quarterback with some of their front four guys. So, to me, the Tennessee Titans, just because they have a good matchup, they really shouldn't be even a consideration.
Yeah, and down in Tennessee, you got an offensive-minded head coach, whereas in Minnesota, you got Mike Zimmer, a guy who put together a very nice defense in Cincinnati while he was there, and yeah. He seems to be doing the same thing in Minnesota. I mean, they got a lot of pieces on that defense that that Anthony Barr at linebacker is a great player, so they got a lot of nice pieces moving forward. So like you said, Tennessee, yeah, nice matchup, but at this point of the season, you can't rely on a nice matchup if they don't have the talent. So that being said, I like Kansas City the most out of these three teams.
I do, especially since they were embarrassed by the Raiders a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. So, again, what do we always say? Revenge. Revenge yep. is always a great factor, a great motivating factor for players.
Revenge, as Tupac said, revenge is the sweetest joy next to... Do you guys know what the next line is?
I'm not a Tupac guy.
Kevin?
I could guess what it is, but I don't want to say it.
Revenge is the sweetest joy next to getting, and then it's a curse word. What kicker, Shane Graham or Cody Parkey?
I like Cody Parkey.
I do
Speaking
like Cody
of
Parkey.
Curse words, Bill.
Yeah, what?
You got NFL Network on right now?
No. Well, should
Good
I?
Good Lord,
is
your
Molly,
girl's bringing
is my girl Molly on?
She is bringing it.
Oh, she is the best, man.
She is bringing the heat today.
Where's my remote?
Yeah, you better flip over.
She really is just the best.
They need to give Bill a minute.
And it's so weird because I'm not a brunette guy. Like, I love blondes, but I think she's like Armenian or...
Yeah, she's got that Middle Eastern look.
Like
to
Albanian.
Her, is,
she's something.
Whatever.
Man, she is beautiful. I say it all the time to my fiance. Like, I might be in love with her. And, you know, it's a problem if we ever cross paths.
That's good. Yeah, that's
I'm watching
bad
Johnny
news.
Football right now. Where is she, Kev?
Well, they just cut to this B-roll.
I really hope like they don't come back on camera and it's like Matt Money Smith or Michael Fabiano. Cause
I hope
pissed.
Not either.
Adam Rank.
You know, she used to be on NFL AM.
Yeah.
And it was so much better. Nothing against this girl, this new girl, Erin Coscarelli.
Do not like her.
But Molly was just... She wasn't the hot girl. Like, Erin's the hot girl on the set. You know what I mean?
Supposedly.
Molly, no, she, I mean, she's very pretty. Molly was, like, hot, but she was more like a fun, knows her football. I don't know, I liked her better.
More knowledgeable to the overall gamma of the
NFL
like
she
world. Yeah,
she wasn't just reading the teleprompter.
Yeah,
she
even...
She was ad-libbing a little bit, she was having fun with the guys, and I do not like that NFL. Like, that guy, Eric Davis, he drives me crazy. He drives me really crazy. Like, I can't watch that show.
Yeah, it used to be really good. Like you said, in the beginning at Molly, you had Nicole
Steve
Zalumis
White.
Was great. She was awesome. Yeah, you had like a lot
yeah, Nicole, of... Yeah, Nicole Zalumis was good, sure.
Yeah, Steve White, you had Kriegel. I mean, I'm not a huge Kriegel guy, but he always brought some valid points. So, yeah, you had a lot of great guys on that show, and they kind of just went a little bit downhill, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like LeVar Arrington, and I like the guy co-host. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Rhett Ellison, I believe.
Is it Rhett Ellison, or is that the tight end for the Vikings?
Rhett something or other. It's definitely Rhett. Maybe yeah. Rhett Ellison played. I don't know, but it's Rhett.
It
Rhett
is
something
Rhett.
Or other.
He's not bad either, but Eric Davis.
There you go, Bill.
He's terrible. What? You must be. Oh, wow. Yeah, man, she's just
strong front court.
She's
today.
Just beautiful. You know, do you watch Homeland?
I do.
Do you know who she reminds me of?
The girl that just got killed off?
No, the other one.
The evil one.
Yes.
Yeah, I
kinda
hate. Kind of
does
her.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, no, I can see where you're coming. I just hate that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't like her. She's a terrorist, Kev.
She's terrible.
That's a great character.
She's
That's
a
all
terrorist.
That matters.
I like clench my fist whenever I see her on the
screen.
She
reminds me of a little bit of Molly, a little bit. And Molly, I don't know. I follow her on Instagram. I mean, she brings the heat, bro.
It's a good outfit choice today.
Yeah, she brings the heat. Did we answer Butter's kicker question?
We did. We went Cody Parkey.
Yeah, which one?
Cody Parkey.
All right, Cody Parkey. All right, yeah. So on to the next one.
All right.
Chris in California, two spots, non-PPR. Keenan Allen, Kenny Stills, Edelman, Vereen, Reggie Wayne, Fred Jackson, Sankey. Let's get rid of the garbage here. Sankey's out.
Yep.
I think Vereen should be out.
I agree.
I think Reggie Wayne should be out.
I agree.
All right, so Keenan Allen, Kenny Stills, Edelman, or Fred Jackson?
Keenan Allen's definitely in my lineup. And
I'm going to go with Fred Jackson here. Non-PPR.
Yeah. Yeah, Fred Jackson, I agree with that as well.
I like Fred Jackson only because of what we saw last week with the Broncos. He got a lot of receptions. Now, it's a non-PPR league, but he did get a lot of yards off those receptions.
Right.
Now, you think about the Packers, they have a good offense as well.
They do. And again, he's going to get his looks, but the Packers' defense is not as good at stopping the run as the Denver Broncos are. So, again, he's going to get more touches. I like Fred Jackson a lot this week.
Our buddy Ryan, hey guys, love the show. Longtime listener, four of my five teams are in the playoffs thanks to FF Champs, so congratulations, Ryan.
Nice.
I have two start or sit questions, Brady or Big Ben?
This might be
the best question of the day.
That is a quandary, my friend.
I'm going with Big Ben here, and I'm not afraid to say it.
I love Ben Roethlisberger. He's got a lot of things going for him in that dome. I agree. I like Ben Roethlisberger a lot this weekend.
We have Ben at four, Brady at eight, both in the top 10, but I do like Big Ben a little bit more.
Yeah, we do have him a couple spots higher, five spots higher. So, yeah, I agree. Ben Roethlisberger this weekend.
Might be one of those LeGarrette Blunt games for the Patriots that Kevin's been telling us about.
Or someone else in the backfield that we don't know about.
For my flex non-PPR, I currently have Michael Floyd on my bench, Pierre Thomas and Charles Johnson. Oh, I'm sorry. Currently have Michael Floyd in the starting lineup. Pierre Thomas and Charles Johnson are on the bench. Below, I have added a screenshot of the top eight waiver spots. Should I roll with Floyd or switch him out for one of the players below? Now, I don't like any of the waiver wire options, except for maybe Chris Hogan.
Yeah, but a non-PPR league, he's not as valuable.
I do like Charles Johnson, though.
Charles Johnson has been playing extremely well over the last month or so. I agree.
Do you start him over Michael Floyd? Is that too cute with your lineup?
No. What has Michael Floyd done this year to say that he deserves to be in there?
That's the debate here.
Yeah, I'm totally cool playing Charles Johnson over Michael Floyd. Michael Floyd hasn't done anything for me. I think we all expected a lot out of him this year. And
Charles Johnson's playing Detroit. Tough matchup.
He does have a tough matchup. But again, St. Louis, I know they're not the best secondary, but they are just a damn good defense. They get at the quarterback a lot. I would expect more out of a guy like a John Brown or something in this game than I would out of Michael Floyd.
Okay.
Yeah, damn it, Michael Floyd. He really upset me this year, buddy.
Yeah, he was a big-time disappointment for one of my teams as well.
I mean, since week 7, Michael Floyd's got one game of double digits, and every other game is 0, 3, 1, 0, 5, 8. So I'm not touching Michael Floyd this week.
Let's go to the next email. Who is it? We got Randy from Maui. This lucky SOB. What's up, guys? 10-team Standard League. Should I start Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, or Stedman Bailey?
Standard. I'm going to go with Edelman over Gordon.
Randy. And also need a flex out of two you didn't pick, and Blunt, Jonathan Stewart, Jarvis Landry.
Well, it's being a standard league, Jonathan Stewart's going in as one of my flex positions. Can you trust Blunt? I don't think you can.
No.
I would go with Stewart and Gordon as my flex plays out of those options.
Would you bench Gordon or Stewart to put in Nile Davis if Jamal Charles can't play?
I'll bench Josh Gordon to play Nile Davis if Jamal Charles is out.
Dan Martin's the next emailer. Hey, guys, with DeSean Jackson questionable, Dwayne Bowe being Dwayne Bowe, need a potential number two wideout for the playoffs. I don't know how we haven't played that sound clip yet, Kev.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Half-point PPR league available, Dante Moncrief, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Adams, Andrew Hawkins.
I think Jarvis Landry and points for any type of reception is your best bet in this situation.
Even against Revis.
Even against – Revis will probably be on Mike Wallace most of the day, I would think. So it makes life a little easier for Jarvis Landry, but even Brandon Browner is a monster in the secondary.
Hey, guys, this is from Rick in – I think it's Rick in Houston. Rick, hey, guys, I need to start one tight end and one – and I need to fill one flex position, running back, wide receiver, or tight end. 12 teams, non-PPR, Zach Ertz or Kyle Rudolph?
I would go Ertz over Rudolph this week.
All right, now for the flex. He can put in Rudolph, or he can go with Sammy Watkins. I think it's Sammy Watkins. I don't really even need to read the rest. LeGarrette Blount, Sammy Watkins, Crabtree, Vereen, Bryce Brown, Malcolm Floyd, James Starks. James Starks might not be a bad option if Eddie Lacy doesn't play.
Yeah, if Lacy doesn't play, being a non-PPR league, Starks would be my guy. If Lacy plays, then I think it's got to be Sammy Watkins, hands down.
All right, we got to get in some rapid-fire mode because the questions keep getting longer and longer. We got Chris M. Lineup question. Pick two running backs out of these four. Hill, Stewart, Chris Johnson, Rashad Jennings.
Jennings and Hill.
Pick two wide receivers out of these four. Cobb, Sanders, Benjamin Allen.
Cobb and Sanders.
Who would you use in the flex? Cobb and Sanders, you said. So Benjamin Allen and
I would
Stewart,
go Keenan Allen,
Chris Johnson.
Keenan Allen, I think I would put in as my flex.
Yeah, I like that too. Right. Choose my flex position out of these players: Blake Bortles, Geno Smith, Gio Bernard, Pierre Thomas, Bobby Rainey. He's not playing. Terrence West, Jordan Matthews, Eric Decker, Malcolm Floyd. Wow.
Yeah, I think Trenton Matthews is your best bet out of all those guys just listed.
Rams or the Giants?
Defense. Rams. Rams.
Clark, a.k.a. Space Ranger, need help to win the consolation bracket. Full point PPR, Forte, Forsett, C.J. Anderson.
Ooh, we got two of those guys. I got to go Forte and C.J. Anderson.
Attaboy. Josh Gordon, Keenan Allen, Andre Johnson, Martavius Bryant, Dante Moncrief, Jarvis Landry. I've never seen worse spelling on names in my life.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Andrea Johnson, he's calling him. Maybe that's actually supposed to be funny. Like maybe he's trying to make a joke.
All right. I got it now. Yeah.
Or Martavius Ryan. I don't get that joke though.
That's just probably missed a letter. But three of those guys.
So we're giving them the benefit of the doubt for Andrea, but we're not giving them the benefit of the doubt for Martavius Ryan.
I'm not a good speller to begin with, so I'm not going to judge anybody for their damn spelling. All right, I can't be that guy. Keenan Allen's going in your lineup out of these guys. I think Josh Gordon's got to be in there, and Martavius Bryant.
Olsen or Gates? Greg Olsen or Antonio Gates?
Greg Olsen.
That's the second time we got that question.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm in the semifinals, non-PPR league. By the way, this is Joey G. I have some rich man issues, being only we start, blah, 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 blah. Rodgers, McCoy, Jeremy Hill, Emmanuel Sanders, Alshon Jeffrey, Rashad Jennings in at flex. Would you put Chris Ivory, Latavius Murray, Josh Gordon, Golden Tate, or Kelvin Benjamin in over Rashad Jennings?
Wow. Is it a PPR? Non-PPR.
Yeah, non-PPR. That's why Tate, I have Tate as a top 15 guy this week.
Yeah, I like Golden Tate. I think I would put him in over Rashad Jennings.
I would too.
I like
Redskins have a pretty good run defense. That
they
might
do
be
have
the only
a good
thing
run.
They do well.
They do. I think they're a top 10 run defense still. So Golden Tate over Rashad Jennings. Other than that, I like the lineup.
Next email is from Will. Hey guys, I'm in the semifinals of my 10-team non-PPR league. Who should I plug in at flex and defense? DeAndre Hopkins, Jeremy Hill, Fred Jackson, or Andre Williams?
Jeremy Hill's starting now. You got to cut with Jeremy Hill.
Defense, Seahawks or the Pats?
Seahawks.
Dan from Connecticut. Hey, guys, been an FF Champs member for 2 years now and usually just use the FF CPI to set my lineup for the playoffs, but I figure I have to ask the experts. Half-point PPR, who do I start in wide receiver two and a flex? DeAndre Hopkins, Colston, Josh Gordon, Michael Floyd.
Colston is going to be my wide receiver, too.
Flex option. Flex zone here. LeGarrette Blount, Darren Sproles, Bishop Sankey, ew. And then, of course, those other wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, Josh Gordon, Michael Floyd.
I think I would put DeAndre Hopkins in there at the flex.
Against the Colts, right?
Yeah, and no, Andre Johnson, he's going to be the guy that you're going to throw that guy at least 12, 14 times.
Yeah, I like me some Nuke Hopkins this weekend, too.
Why not?
Who do I start in flex? Jeremy Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, Pierre Garçon. I guess that's another league.
That's a Jeremy Hill, baby. Standard league, yeah.
Next email, Bobby needs some running back help. Hi, Bill, Anthony, and primetime pick'em champ. That's a.k.a. Kevin. Can't listen to your show live, but I download the podcast. I need some help with my running back in a league this week. PPR league, pick two, Jeremy Hill, Chris Ivory, Fred Jackson, Geo.
Definitely like Hill, and yep. I think I would go Fred Jackson as my two.
This one's tough because Chris Ivory, I know you like Chris Johnson. Chris Ivory has both. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not against either one of them. I know they kind of tend to split the carries a little bit, but I just think with playing Tennessee and revenge on his mind, I think Chris Johnson has a little bigger of a game than Ivory.
It's a PPR league, right? So I guess Fred Jackson does get the edge there.
Yeah, but if you play Ivory over Fred Jackson, I mean, again, another one of those coin flip type situations.
I'm with you. I'm fine with that. I think that's good.
All right.
What's the next email here? Let's see. Dave in Seattle, hello, I'm in two leagues, met the semifinals in both, had the bye in the EP. Okay. Pulled out, okay.
So I have Kerwin Williams.
Do I bench Alfred Morris with the Skins being so bad? He doesn't give us... I can't get that one.
The first question is...
Skipping it. Mike, hi guys, I have two... Well, all right, be nice. I guess we could be nice. It's a fantasy playoff. This email's terrible, though, but if you want to read through it, go ahead.
All right,
Kerwin Williams,
next one,
Frank Gore, is that what he's asking?
That's what that first question looked like, yeah. I don't think you're taking a Frank Gore for Kerwin Williams.
Flacco or Stafford?
Stafford.
Running back Stewart, Alfred Morris?
Alfred Morris, I think I'd go Alfred Morris over Jonathan Stewart still.
Arizona defense or Carolina?
Carolina.
All right, that was for Dave C. in Seattle. Dave C. in Seattle, next time, while... I can't even say why we appreciate your analysis. We don't. We understand what, you know, happens in fantasy football, so you don't need to give us a breakdown here. Just Frank Gore or Kerwin Williams, and we'll figure out the rest.
That's why we're here, man. Short and simple. We can get the answer out to you a lot easier.
It just makes us more efficient. Not that it's anything wrong against you. It just makes us more efficient, so we don't miss anything. Short,
right.
Sweet, and just all the important details. Next email is from Mike G. Hi, guys. I have two teams that made it this far, but both had Andre Ellington. That's tough, man.
Ooh.
Now I have some issues. Both leagues are PPR. Team one question, Witten or Reed? Jordan Reed, Jason Witten.
Wow. I just hate what I've been seeing out of Jason Witten this year, so I'm going Jordan Reed.
Flex zone, Josh Gordon, Kelvin Benjamin, Vincent Jackson, Reggie Bush, Kenny Stills, LeGarrette Blount, Jordan Matthews.
One of these guys. Kelvin Benjamin.
I agree. Team two, flex zone. Joyke Bell, Vincent Jackson, Darren Sproles, Doug Baldwin.
Joyke Bell.
Delanie Walker, Jordan Reed, Jordan Cameron.
Delanie.
Tried to keep it short and simple. Yes, you did, and we appreciate that.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Joshua, I'll keep it quick. Giggity.
Giggity.
two of the three running backs. Jeremy Hill, LeGarrette Blount, Boom Heron.
I'm not playing Blount, so Hill and Boom.
Dwayne Allen, Jordan Reed, Delanie Walker.
Delanie Walker.
Rivers or Sanchez? This is for our boy Josh.
Yeah, I'm leaning Sanchez over Rivers.
Sanchez over Rivers?
Yeah. I again, that's another one of those just kind of a coin flip type situations. Personally, I lean a little bit towards Sanchez.
All right.
Rivers, but I think I just like the offense a little bit more. I think the Eagles are a more consistent offense this year than San Diego for the most part.
Oh. Okay.
Again, like, can you? It's like one of those. Are you going wrong if you go that way?
No.
I mean,
no, you're right.
You're getting a filet or you're getting lobster. I mean, either way, it's delicious. You just. It depends on what your palate's feeling that day. So.
All right.
Yeah, I just think it's a toss-up at that point. But Philip, I mean, I love Philip Rivers this week, too.
Let's go to our producer, Kevin Collins. Kevin, am I accurate in my assumption that you have some questions for us here?
Sort of. I mean, I have a question. I don't have a lot. I mean, I'm in the playoffs still in both my leagues. I unfortunately was kind of telling Ant the other day off the air about how I had Andre Ellington and how that's a big loss. But then kind of like thought about it the last couple of days and thought about what you guys said about the matchups the Cardinals have, and then looked at the matchup tonight against the Rams. And I'm not really – I wouldn't really love him anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying I would necessarily put any of the Jags I have on my bench over him, but I wouldn't be thrilled, let's say, about putting him in these next couple of weeks, especially this week when I'm playing in the semifinals and next week for hopefully a championship.
Right.
So I've got him on IR. I went to the waiver wire and I picked up. So I basically, I need a flex and I'd like to have a running back. It's a half point PPR league, but I'd like to have a running back. So I have.
Can't you put a quarterback in there too, though?
In a running back wide receiver spot? No.
Aren't you in a league where
I'm in a league where you must start two quarterbacks.
Oh, okay. That's not this league.
No.
Okay.
So I have Shady as my RB1, and then I have a running back and a flex spot. I'm going to put in Chris Ivory as my RB2 this week because I don't really have that many choices. And I picked up for my flex, I picked up Jonathan Stewart. I had a pretty high waiver priority, so I felt like that was worth taking a risk on. And so really my only choices for a running back wide receiver are Crabtree, Pierre Thomas, Jonathan Stewart, or Starks. And Starks is probably not going to play very much because it looks like Eddie Lacy's kind of trending more positive.
No, the opposite.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's good to know.
You haven't been listening to the show.
No, I was working on the phones, unfortunately.
I know. I'm just messing with you. No, right now it doesn't seem like Eddie Lacy's going to play.
Really?
That's what it seems like. Seems like.
Shocks me.
I think it shocks a lot of people.
So do you think Stewart is the kind of auto plug there, given the increased workload?
And as long as Lacy's playing, you're not going to use Starks, so no. Stewart would be a good option.
Yeah, I think so too. I just wanted to get your guys' kind of take on it. I'm not loving it, but it is what it is. I mean, I'm kind of desperate with Ellington going out this late in the season. So,
yeah,
because I had what got me to 11-2 in first place in the league, and the, you know, the high score and the bye and all that good stuff. I mean, I had Shady and Ellington as my RB1s and RB2, and they did pretty well this year.
Right,
you know, they. Not as great as I had originally envisioned with, I mean, Shady kind of got off to a slow start, but I had two guys that I didn't really have to think about moving out of those slots.
Right.
And like, Bill, we talk about it all the time, like the start your studs mentality. There's value into like not having to think about who am I going to play at running back this week?
Of course.
It's a lot less stress for me. So that's one question. The other one I had was at tight end. I have Jordan Reed, who is playing at the Giants this week. I have Dwayne Allen, who's got Houston. And I have Ertz, who's got Dallas. So all three guys I have to pick one of the three.
Dwayne Allen, Ertz, and who?
Jordan Reed. I have Reed in there as of now because he's playing the Giants. And I think potentially Washington's going to have to throw the ball a lot anyway. But Dwayne Allen's been kind of hurt and hasn't done much. Ertz had a touchdown last week, kind of came back from the dead for once.
Yeah,
I don't like any of the three of them, but they were I've kind of stocked up because I didn't really. I mean, I spent not a huge draft pick, but a relatively high draft pick, and wasted it on Ertz this year, and so I've been kind of playing waiver wire every week, Bill, trying to kind of plug and play.
Yeah, that's the problem with tight end. If you don't have Gronk, I mean, listen, if you don't have Gronk, Greg Olsen, or Martellus Bennett,
yeah,
even Jimmy Graham has two fantasy points the last 2 weeks.
Yep,
Delanie Walker has been okay. Antonio Gates has been okay. Julius Thomas has missed the last 4 weeks. There is no, you know, quintessential top five tight end this year.
And I feel like
it's Gronk, it's Olsen, it's Marty B, and then like Jimmy Graham's not even there.
So just to rationalize my thinking, Bill, in this, you know, and I'm completely open to your opinion on this. Dwayne Allen, I feel like over the last month has kind of reverted to like touchdown or bust. I don't think he's going to catch a ton of balls. Ertz, I feel like Sanchez has kind of like looked away from him. He's favored Celek and some, you know, Jordan Matthews and some of these other guys. I think Ertz has got that like boom or bust potential mentality, especially with Dallas, because I think Dallas defense is not that good. Jordan Reed, I feel like, is kind of by default like potentially going to get the most looks. That's why that was my thinking behind starting him.
Right.
So that would, and I think his matchup with the Giants is fairly favorable because I think Washington's going to have to throw the ball, and I don't think the Giants' defense is very good.
No, it's not, especially against the tight end. I have Reed ranked 8th and then Ertz ranked 11th. Anthony, where do you weigh in on that?
Yeah, I think Reed is probably going to be your best bet.
Yeah, I feel like he has the biggest potential, Ant.
Yeah, I think Ertz could have a big game, but I think Reed has been a little more consistent at least.
Yeah, you don't want a bagel, and Ertz has put up a couple of those.
Yeah, Ertz is a very boomer bust. Yeah, maybe get to the end zone, but he could have zero catches too, which will kill you. So yeah. I feel more comfortable playing Reed this
All right.
weekend.
And that just reaffirms kind of what I was thinking. Bill, you in on that?
Yeah, Reed.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, All right. guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Prime time, pick 'em time.
Sounds good to me.
Prime time, pick 'em time. All right. Well, Kev's got a two-game lead over you and me, Bill. Kev's got 24 wins, and we got 22 apiece, so we got a couple big games this weekend coming up. We got one starting tonight, Thursday Night Football, St. Louis Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals.
NFC West matchup. Have these two teams played already?
They have.
They have.
Arizona won 31-14, I believe, in the desert.
Yeah, I'm not going with Arizona tonight. I'm going to go with St. Louis.
I will piggyback on that and go St. Louis big.
Totally agree. Huh? Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see them blow them out.
That line has moved from like 2.5 earlier. Now it's all the way upwards of 5, I'm seeing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I love the Rams tonight. So we got St. Louis swept across the board. Sunday night. Dallas Cowboys going to Philadelphia to face the Eagles. Huge matchup in that one as well. Who do we like?
This one's tough. I mean, the Cowboys wiped the floor the Eagles wiped the floor with the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, and Philly was on the road. Now they're at home. We all know they play better on the road, or they all play better at home. I think that division is going to get locked up this weekend. The Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, the weird thing is the Cowboys play better on the road than they do at home. They're 6-0.
6-0, yeah.
That's a scary thought, but I think Philly at home coming off that loss, they know they have to win this game. So if they lose, that's a huge embarrassment.
Yeah,
this
is a tough one. I'm confident in the Rams pick. I'm going to go with Philadelphia because they're at home, but I'm not loving it. I think it could be really tight. I think both defenses are pretty bad, so I think you're going to see some points.
Yeah, totally agree. So, sweep across the board for the Eagles in this one, which means Monday night might make the difference this week. The Saints going to Soldier Field and the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Now, here's the problem with the Saints. They're not a good team. And they're not a good team, especially when they're playing away from that dome.
Yeah.
And we've seen it this year for the first time in a while. They weren't a good team when they were playing inside the dome. So, I can't pick them anymore. They stunk last week.
Yeah, they suck.
I think they're a bad team. The Bears might be a bad team, too, but I think the Saints
are
worse, so I'm going with Chicago.
I'm piggybacking with Bill, and I will take the Bears at home, even without Brandon Marshall.
Bad boy, Kev.
Yeah, this is the toughest game. I think the Saints have more at stake, so I think they end up pulling this one out on the road.
Ooh, okay, so that's the
That's
only
good. We need
there.
A little parity. I like
we do
that.
Need a little parity. It makes it a little more fun. But
a little something,
something. Yeah, I think New Orleans can pull this one off. They got a chance at the playoffs. The Bears don't. A lot more to play for. No Brandon Marshall. I'm going to take a chance on those New Orleans Saints.
Nice strategy there by Kev by just, you know, using the same answer so he has the same lead.
I didn't mean to piggyback.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll for the rest of the year since I'm, you know, have such a cavernous lead.
two games.
I don't mind picking first for, you know, all the rest of the games.
We'll see.
So next week the last set of games. All right, that's fine.
No, it's we got two more weeks.
We got
don't
two
we?
More weeks.
Yeah, and then the playoffs.
Anthony, this radio show's not going anywhere, buddy.
Yeah, and
the Packers going all the way to the Super Bowl, and we're on until they lose.
Yeah, and then we're gonna do Bill. We decided last week we'll do the regular season title, and then we'll pick every playoff game.
Every playoff game.
That's fine. But I'm saying week 17, there's no primetime games in the NFL. They're all 1-4. So
then
we
can just
really
pick every game, give you guys a chance to catch up.
There you go. Now, look, next week we got a couple Saturday games we could pick, and we have 5 games again next week if we want to get a little weird.
What an evil laugh. I love it.
Wait, next week we have the Saturday games? Or
I believe it's week 16.
16.
Yeah, well, that is next week, right? Week 16?
Week 17. Week 16 is the Saturday games.
Yes. I'm fairly confident.
Christmas
yeah,
no is like 2
that.
Weeks away. I haven't
yeah,
done
Christmas
any
is
shopping
so
yet.
Close.
I've done zero shopping.
That's all right.
Well,
not really.
Not Saturday
but
games next weekend. How am I supposed to go next Saturday?
Amazon.com, Holmes. You just gotta get online and get it sent to the door. I don't go anywhere anymore. Hell no. Mm-mm.
Really?
So antisocial.
I don't want to be around people like that all the time. I mean, I love people, but I also don't. So
I did a little Christmas shopping today before work. You know, got a little bit done.
I got it. I hate it.
No, it's not. It's not fun. The public. The public. They're not good people. They drive me bananas. They you know, trying to get around the parking lot, and then the lines at the cat, and then you got crying kids, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. People with influenza just sneezing all over you.
I've tried to watch every single primetime game this year. I've at least watched up until the fourth quarter. If it was a blow, I'd probably turn it off. Next Thursday might be the first game that I don't watch. Titans Jaguars.
Oh,
I'm not watching that. I will not watch that game.
Can't wait.
I would rather read the play-by-play synopsis. Read every play. What happens?
I'd rather read
the
dictionary.
Watch that game.
You could have just stopped at "I'd rather read," and that would have been a bold enough statement for that game.
All right, Week 15 fantasy football semifinals. Kevin Collins, final word. What do you got?
Go KC and the Sunshine Band.
Anthony Grace.
Playoffs. You need us, get us to Twitter, and we'll help you get to the championship next week. And hopefully, we'll be talking to y'all on Tuesday.
Can I get one Jim Mora playoffs? Just one. And do we have that available? Playoffs.
I don't have that available.
Kevin?
Playoffs?
Yeah,
don't talk about playoffs?
Playoffs?
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Thank you.
Diddly poo.
We should just play that on rerun.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
Love it. That gets you fired up.
All right, Week 15 fantasy football semifinals. I want to wish everyone
the best
of luck.
That was a disgraceful performance.
No, don't say that.
We did all right today.
Yeah, exactly. We did great today. Best of luck to everyone. Thanks for listening. Check out ffchamps.com for all your fantasy football needs. Have fun. Good luck. Stay safe.
Holy crap.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.